The Irish Times reports in its lead story that the summit meeting between the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence, today is expected to be dominated by discussions on the legacy of the Troubles and on the Northern Ireland Protocol. The two Northern papers give prominence to the leadership election in the Democratic Unionist Party, also taking place today. The Irish News says that Geoffrey Donaldson, MP, is odds-on favourite. He has said that if he wins, he hopes to become First Minister. This means he would run in the next Assembly election, triggering a Westminster by-election. The Belfast Telegraph reports that Mr. Donaldson and his rival Edwin Poots are engaged in a flurry of last-minute telephone conversations and meetings with MLAs in the final 24 hours of the race. The main story for the Irish Independent is that the government's own research warned in 2019 that cuckoo funds were unlikely to help boost the supply of affordable housing, but could instead develop monopolistic power in parts of the market they came to dominate. In other property news, the Irish Daily Mail describes as a bonanza for home buyers the 20-year fixed-rate mortgage launched by Finance Ireland. Best of all, says the paper, the non-bank lender is backed by taxpayer cash, as the state-owned strategic investment fund has a 30% stake in Finance Ireland. RTE's Lucky Stars is the headline in the Irish Daily Star over a report that Gardaí have said that staff at RTE will not face charges over a retirement gathering at the station last November during Level 5 restrictions, or, as the paper calls it, the infamous party. The Irish Examiner leads with a claim by the ISPCC that social media platforms are allowing the continued cyberbullying of children by refusing to take meaningful action when complaints are made. The Irish Sun reports in its lead story that a 13-year-old boy has been questioned about what the paper calls a horror attack at Howth Junction Dart Station in Dublin. The paper says that he and two 16-year-old youths, one of them a promising footballer, were arrested yesterday morning over an incident at the station last month in which a girl fell from a platform. All three were later released without charge. The matter gets much coverage elsewhere. The Irish Independent reports that Gardaí carried out searches of five properties in North Dublin yesterday on foot of warrants, and that Gardaí are continuing their investigation of the incidents. In other stories, the Examiner reports that the Minister of State for Justice, Hildegard Nocton, has admitted sharing some of her constituents' data outside of the Oireachtas to a private email account over an extended period from 2016. Aoife Moore writes that among the details being shared without constituent knowledge were names, addresses, contact details, queries and supporting documents, as well as other private information. After an investigation by the Examiner, the Minister's office admitted that the practice had taken place but said it had now ceased. The death of the writer and university teacher Seamus Dean is widely noted. The Times quotes the President as saying his death is an incalculable loss to Irish critical writing. As the paper recalls, Dean was a friend and classmate of Seamus Heaney's at St. Columb's College in Derry. The writer and political activist Eamon McCann is quoted as having once said, "Seamus Dean was the best soccer player in St. Columb's, then he fell in with the wrong crowd and became a poet."